Diedrich, she is the new chairman of the State Board of Higher Education, and I have to tell you, just taking that job alone tells me a lot about her. Kirsten, good to have you on News and Views.
Good morning.
It's probably a bad intro, but you guys got to wear Kevlar to work. I mean, you had a tough legislative session. Can we admit that?
Well, we had a tough session, but it was a very successful session. Our schools came out well-funded, and I'm very pleased with that, and I think the institutions are also.
Okay, well, good. Let's start with that premise. There's worry about accreditation. Should we as North Dakotans be worried about accreditation or not?
Oh, absolutely not. You know, I think the Higher Learning Commission could give us a list of things to do if they're not very happy with their visit. And all that would happen after that is they'd put us on notice until we address the issues. But I am confident that they'll find that we are already dealing with everything that they are concerned about.
Do you know what concerns, if any, there are?
You know, in the letter that they sent to us, I was very pleased, first of all, because they said that it looks as though the academic and institutional governance are going along very routinely and in appropriate ways. However, in the response that we provided, we did not address the governance issue. So they had questions about how the board acts independently and in the best interest of the individual universities and the students, and that's what we're going to have to address. So it's more the board governance, not our institution.
Well, and that's at question with the people of North Dakota in the fall of 2014. Al Carlson put a bill in, and it becomes a ballot measure because it's constitutional right now. So North Dakotans have to vote on it as to whether or not to get rid of the very board you're chairman of. Is it safe to assume that that's not something you're going to vote for?
You know, I believe that having the board is, you know, we are functional. And I do think it's a good way to govern our institutions. And, Joel, you've probably heard this concern over whether or not a three-commissioner system would be approved by the Higher Learning Commission either. So, I mean, we have a couple of issues that we're dealing with here.
I visit with somebody I respect a lot on higher ed, and she told me the biggest danger we have to higher ed and accreditation is if this goes to this commission. She said that's a way bigger issue than working through the issues that the board has right now. Your sense, too? Is that what you believe?
That is my sense, too. Yes, I would
okay.
agree with her.
Let me throw this at you, because, you know, in your comments in the media at the last meeting, you said, you know what, the board itself has to start trusting itself. What did you mean by that?
Well, you know what, now I have to say this is my opinion, and from what I observed this last year, the board became split. Now, whether or not that was because we had actually lost trust or if it was perceived loss of trust is something that I think the board has to work with. But as soon as you have a split board, you know that you have some issues that are going on. And so that's why I'm saying that the number one thing is the board has to develop trust within its members. But then also, let's not forget that, you know, we have the president, the legislature, the public. You know, I think we have to be as transparent as possible, get our message out there, keep our word, and I think everything will fall into place after that.
Kirsten Diedrich is with us. She is chairman of the North Dakota State Board of Higher Education. I'm going to give you my take, and then you can go ahead. And I don't want to say this after you're off and not give you a chance to respond to it. I thought the board was split on this. I thought there were some board members that wanted a very strong central system and presidents that answer to that system. I thought there were some board members who believed that, hey, these campus presidents are right, the chancellor's wrong, and we need to support the campus presidents. So that was the divide. Am I accurate in saying that?
You know, I would say that where the real issue is a definition of that strong system. We really don't have a definition, and the board is going to have to address that very soon. because there's different ways of having a system. Is it that we, have as many efficiencies as possible so that the system runs in a cost-effective manner? Or are we talking about a system where you have this chancellor who coordinates all of our presidents, and then the board only speaks to the chancellor? And honestly, I think that's one of the issues that the Higher Learning Commission has, is when they read the complaint, it was, how come the board is no longer talking to the president? And that's when we're going to have to deal with that. The board has not come to terms with what a true system is and what they want. One aspect, you might be correct.
Yeah. Well, let me throw this at you. The recent evaluations, okay, you threw out the evaluations that Ham Shirvani gave on his way out, and I agree with that. I don't think anyone should be doing evaluations when you've already split. In fact, I don't believe that once you've split, you leave them the keys. Once they're done, they're done. But that's mm-hmm. a lesson to be learned. And I'm not saying I disagree with Ham's evaluations. I'm just saying that, hey, he really no longer was the boss. Let me throw this at you, though. When you've got presidents like Brashani saying, well, this evaluation's much better, it was a collaborative process that we were allowed to take part in, how do you trust an evaluation like that? I mean, my boss doesn't say to me, hey, Joel, let's work on your evaluation. How do you think you did? I mean, otherwise, if I get that opportunity, Kirsten, I think I'm going to get a pretty good evaluation, you know?
Yes, I understand what you're saying. This situation, we had to go back and actually follow the process. And so I would say that the reason the board threw out those evaluations, and I agree with you that, having somebody who's already been removed from office maybe wasn't the best way to handle it, but it's what we had there at the time because we didn't have anybody else to evaluate the president. But the process was followed through Larry Scogin, and in the past, they had always had an opportunity to reply to their evaluation before it became public. And so we want to go back to that process. Now, with your concerns on how those evaluations, having the president helping write their evaluations, which is not what actually happens, they just comment back. We are working with a consultant who has informed us that we need to make some changes to how we not only evaluate presidents, and Larry Scogin would agree with this, but also how we evaluate the chancellor. And so, we have some learning to do and some changes to make, and we're going to do that.
Can I ask you this? Do you feel your campuses have been forthcoming in giving information to the Legislative Council in their investigation? I know that legislators who are yet to be named, which I want to encourage those legislators, again, say who you are, but that they've asked their legislative council to do an investigation, and they've asked for emails between the board and the campus presidents and all in relation to this. I mean, we're not going to get the Ham Shirvani chapter behind us until we resolve the issue that's being investigated by the legislative council, and we're not going to do that until the campuses themselves give them the information that they have. And so, to me, as chairman, are you comfortable that your campuses, you say you need to be more transparent, are you comfortable they're giving the information they need to the Legislative Council?
Yes, I am. I am.
Okay.
I believe they've been as cooperative as they can be. And until I know otherwise, I'm going to stand behind them.
I think it's incumbent upon those legislators who have called this investigation at some point to either put up or let it go. They're going to have to hold a press conference saying, look, we believe this was going on and here's the evidence, or else say, we didn't find anything. But until that chapter's closed, people like me and the media are always going to have that hanging around. You know where I'm at with that, Kirsten?
Yes, I do. And
okay.
What I would appreciate is, if they're looking for something, I guess I'd like them to tell us what they're looking for. we get these requests and we don't even know what it is that they're looking for. We can maybe even help them find it. We wouldn't hide it. We'd help them find it. So honestly, I'm a little bit in the dark as to what the reasoning is behind this investigation.
Kirsten, this was a great first conversation. I look forward to many more. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for the opportunity. Have a great day.
You bet. Chairman of the Board of Higher Education, Kirsten Dietrich.